conference. Please enter the conference ID followed by the pound key. Sorry, 8437 is not a valid conference ID. Please enter the conference ID followed by the pound key. Thank you. Guest ID accepted. For help with guest options, press star 0. The moderator has not yet joined the conference. Please stand by.
Hi everyone, this is Mike Bennett.
Hey Mike.
Hi, who's that?
This is Ken.
Hi Ken, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Hi folks, it's Leo.
Hi Leo, how are you?
Good.
I found the moderator code, or Ellie found it.
Yeah, I found it too, and I used it.
Oh, great, excellent. Thank you for being my backstop there, that's fantastic.
No, that's all right. I actually never furnished the minutes for last time, just the chat. Unfortunately, just too damn busy this summer.
I know how it is. Yeah, well, the chat was clear enough to navigate through anyway, so I had a quick look through it and saw where we were, but...
Was Ellie going to join? I don't remember if he was joining or not.
No, he says that he's on a train somewhere urgent and probably won't join us. So I think he's being optimistic even to think it.
Well, I see Mike and Ken. Okay, good.
Hi, everyone. Hi. This is Mike.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, Mike. How are you? So it's like 7 in the morning here, so I'm afraid I'm just scrambling around figuring out the join code. I'm still waking up. So I guess we'll give it a bit longer to see. For the moment, it's just the four of us, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess so. I just saw something from Andrea saying she had another meeting.
Oh, right. I saw there was an email from her. I hadn't had a chance to open it yet. And I also had apologies for Nitron as well.
Let's see. Who else typically? Todd? Who else? Well, that may be the bulk of them. I haven't seen anything from Todd for a while, so. Are you traveling yourself, Mike?
Yes and no. I'm in California. I'm sort of sandwiched between two events. I had a Semtec conference 2 weeks ago and an OMG conference in 2 weeks' time, and so I just stayed in one place in between. So in that sense, I'm not traveling. I'm just away from my desk.
Yeah, that's kind of a long back and forth if you had to do that.
Exactly, yeah.
Well, I guess maybe we should get started here anyway.
I think so, yes. I'm just rummaging between screens and digging out the agenda. Now, I know the agenda doesn't normally make a very friendly copy and paste, but, if I copy and paste it from the file I used for the notice yesterday, that might be slightly neater. Let me give that a go. I think that probably will be slightly neater. It'll probably still get scrambled in the wiki format, but at least we won't get the figures. So I don't know if you notice this open bracket 8 D for delta close bracket turns into a smiley face with sunglasses, which in turn turns into URL for a smiley face with sunglasses. Did anybody have trouble interpreting that in a minute in the transcript? So hopefully I'll do this out of Word, and hopefully that won't happen because it won't be trying to make sense of the purple numbers. yes, I think the different auto correct facilities are starting to basically ring at us. this is slightly tidy. It hasn't done very well with the indents, but it'll give us some vague clue where we are. So maybe we should just do less indentation and have 3 or 4 top line subjects in future or something. Good. So basically, a fairly straightforward agenda, despite the amount of stuff I just posted. I thought just a very quick update on the housekeeping type of stuff. Given such a small crowd, I think we all know where we are anyway with all those things, which is looking very good. The bulk of the meeting is to continue our discussion on what was originally billed as creating an online, an introductory online / training tutorial. We talked about a number of angles about that last time, and so that's kind of, I put some of that in the update actions and things to think about for today's session. We might take it in a different direction, I don't know. There was still, I think, I don't know whether to keep this on the agenda or whether that's been consumed by this discussion on an issue of the Journal of Applied Ontology relating to reuse and lessons learned and stuff like that. And originally that was extending and discussing the work of the 2014 Ontology Summit, but I thought actually I put Ontology Summit under one heading, both for that and somebody brought up the possibility of thinking ideas for the 2015 Summit. I know we're not the only one thinking of those ideas, but I think that's something to think about. And then we originally had a thing on the agenda called membership and recruitment, which we said we couldn't really do much until the infrastructure sorted out. So are there things we can do now the infrastructure sorted out? And one of the other standing items on our agenda, which I believe should come under that, although it didn't originally, which is one of Ellie's ideas, was brainstorm and share information about people and projects relevant to SIG, reach out to them, etc. And also there was this question of whether to maintain a knowledge base, list of knowledge of individuals, etc., etc. Maybe some of that we covered earlier in the online training stuff as well. And then it's ARB and next meeting. So that's the proposed agenda. Anybody want to add or delete or adjust anything on that agenda or object to any of this or anything?
No, I think that looks good so far, yep.
Fantastic, thanks. Okay, so the next thing before we do housekeeping is who will take the on-screen notes and send the transcript round, and who will turn them into a nice, tidy, not too tidy, just sort of cleaned up minutes for the meeting?
Well, I'm not going to volunteer this time, I think.
Understood.
I can try to capture notes in the chat, we make comments.
Yeah, I think let's all make an effort to do that. Ken, any of you got the bandwidth to conjure up minutes?
I'll try converting the minutes.
Fantastic, thanks. I didn't remember how to get the nice listing of attendees, because when I tried it, it did something different. No, I should do that now. Okay. Good. So, first thing then, housekeeping. I mean, we spent a lot of our time on previous calls on this, but there's really very little to cover this time, except to let you all know that the website is up and in place, as you've all seen. Kudos to Nightshon, who's done a really good job on that. So there was one minor thing which she did right away, but we didn't have a process for, which is that, well, this is more in the wiki, in fact, that in the wiki, unlike previous times, instead of having one long page that gets longer, I toyed with the idea of having the agenda on one page and the dial-in on another page, and then another page for previous calls, and then that also becomes a set of links on the new SWAO website of previous calls and so on. So, of course, as soon as I replaced the default landing page, which had been the record of the 8th of August call with the details for this, sorry, 11th of August call with the details of this 9th of September call, she spotted that and created the extra links on the home page and so on. So that was great. I don't know if we need a process for that or just the fact that that was in hand, but that was something we didn't anticipate, I think, was how do we keep that meeting list up to date. So that's all very, very good. The wiki you've seen, any thoughts on how we have one landing page of the current meeting and then previous meetings on their own pages? Seems to make sense to me. Nobody's objected yet. Anybody object? Good. And the third thing is the email list. We've had, I think, one person so far mailing in to ask to be joined to the list. The emails, as discussed before, they go to Frank Lerber, and they also get copied to Ellie and to myself. That all works great. When an email gets forwarded to us that says, please can I join, the link we go to takes us to something that neither Ellie and I have the password to. Frank's not here, unfortunately. I guess he must have sent his apologies that I've missed them. And so I don't know whether the forward plan on that is that Frank always approves members and we just know that he's doing it, or if we're supposed to have some login access to that thing. But since Frank's here, I guess that's something we'll have to find out. We can find it out by email. So there's nothing really to be done by this group on housekeeping other than just that update to let you know where we were. Anything else anybody needs to tell us on housekeeping or anything that doesn't seem to be working from where you are?
No, I mean, so the email procedure seems to work now?
The email procedure works great, yes.
Okay.
Emails to SW, whatever it is, come to Ellie and to myself and to Frank.
Okay, nothing else. What I'm just trying now again is to go from our homepage to today's event, which is on the wiki. There seems to be a lot of data transferring for some reason. I'm not sure why, and it hasn't come across yet.
Oh, let me try. This is the link on the right hand panel under what's new.
Yeah, it's and also under the SIG events, it's today's meeting. So the 0908.
Right.
And it's not actually coming back yet.
I'll go instantly.
I don't know why that's it seems like it's extremely slow for some reason.
Oh, it's instant here.
Maybe it's my connection, I'm not sure. So I see it finally here, and it still says it's transferring data. I don't know from what, but...
Oh. No, I'm just sticking there quietly.
You didn't have any problems?
No.
Okay.
No, so I'm on a fairly quick connection here compared to some. I know my connection in London is slower than my connection here, so...
Leo, which site are you referring to as having...
It's the Ontolog... -02.sim.3.net /wiki/IAOA. In fact, let me yank this and I'll stick it in chat here.
Put it in the chat. I'll see about investigating that.
Okay, there it is. Well, maybe. Where the heck is it? Oh, there.
Yeah.
It is.
Okay, got it.
Is that the right one?
Yeah, it looks right.
No, unfortunately, my chat is doubling things up here. I don't know why, but... Yeah, so let's see. Yeah. Let me take a look now. Okay, it seems to be finished. I was seeing a lot of waiting for Google Analytics too, so I'm not sure.
Oh. Well, I just clicked on that again, and the picture wasn't instant, so I don't know how big the picture is. But it's one we've had before. It's one that's on all the wikis, so I don't know.
Yeah, it's over now, but I haven't checked my
internet
connection speed here.
Right. Maybe a feature of the new purple internet. Maybe it reacts differently with some antivirus programs or something, or some Google plugin, or goodness knows, or as you say, slow bandwidth or something.
Yeah, well, we have some rain and some fog here, so it could be that.
Right. Good. So... anything else? So great. Ken, investigating. Thank you. Anything else on our infrastructure? Any bits of infrastructure that I've forgotten about or not thought of? So I'll follow up with...
I don't think so. I think all the IAOA links are working now, right? So.
There's one thing I didn't think to check for a while. The link from the IAOA web page to here, to our website. Let's just have a quick look at that, because last time I looked, it was either not that either not there or not very visible or not something. Let's have a look. So we're looking at www.iaoa.org, right?
Yeah.
So that's the
special interest group. I think it's my connection is slow here. I don't see the page itself is inconsistent. I see a link back at the top to Semantic Web Meets Applied Ontology.
Yeah, that doesn't work. It's, if you look at the link that it's about to send you to, it sends you to figdesign.php. And it's also still got the incorrect label of Semantic Web Meets Applied Ontology rather than Semantic Web Applied Ontology. Right, so there are three fixes to be made on this
on that page, yeah.
IAOA to request from our colleagues over at that web page. Although one fix will probably fix all three.
it's not down below on the page. It doesn't have us listed. I think we had a request in to Oliver for that, but I'm not sure. I'll have to check. Let's see.
So figdesign.php could have easily be a design of a SIG script as a script for a design SIG.
Yeah. So I guess that has to be set up yet. So.
Don't you love naming rules?
Yeah, so, okay, let's make a note.
I just assumed that meant that they just used something from the design side.
Okay, yeah, so we have to check with Oliver again.
We should flag each of those three issues in case we get the right button with the wrong name or the right button with the wrong script or something, I guess. Great, so who should follow that up? And who's the webmaster to talk to?
Yeah, let me I'm not sure what I'll do here is I guess I'll try to check an email, see whether that's supposed to go to Oliver, and then ask him again. I know that with FOIS happening, there may be delays, so.
Yeah, understood. So our next call will be just after FOIS, won't it? Well, we'll come on to that. Anything else on housekeeping? I see you down to three. Good, I meant to do that thing about. What's the thing on the menu there for recording who attended when the office appears? Can't find it.
You can get the list of attendees by clicking on actions.
I couldn't find it. There you go. Thank you.
Actions.
Got it. Good. Just wanted to do that before it. There's that anymore. I couldn't remember which one gives you all the attendees that were ever there versus the ones who were there the moment you do it, because sometimes I get to the end of this and do that and only get the ones who are there now. So. Good. Good. Anything else on housekeeping? No? Okay. So the main thing we're looking at was this discussion on creating an online slash training tutorial. We had a very productive conversation last time. Let me just pop open a couple of Word documents here and there just to look at that. We talked about, I think we spent a lot of time talking about a book and stuff, in fact, which even though we, I think, agreed that that's maybe something that would take a bit longer to achieve, but some very interesting thoughts there. Where was it? It's the 11th meeting text, isn't it? Sorry, I'm trying to find my notes. Anyway, what else did we talk about? We had two actions I wanted to particularly pick up. Raw notes, 11th August, that's the file I was looking for. So the two actions that I should have added them in the minutes here, but the formatting hasn't helped me, we had an action to give feedback to the Education Committee of the discussions we had in that last meeting. Now, Michael was going to take these two actions. He's not here either. Did that happen yet? Has the Education Committee met since then? Is it premature to be asking how that went?
Yeah, I'm not sure if the Education Committee met, but I know that it was on the agenda for the EC to, and I think, let's see, I think Michael was present. Let's see, I myself was traveling, so I was on the last EC meeting on my cell while I drove, so it was kind of a noisy. Let's see here, Education Committee. Yeah, I'm just reviewing the EC notes here. I should have it in a second. This is after I dropped off, I guess. Okay, so it seems like there was a short discussion, at least, on looks like Michael introduced it. So Frank's notes say the short-term objectives, gathering syllabi from other people, wiki pages, also tutorials, discussion that we had had on linking with the Ontology Summit and using it to put together material for a body of knowledge or textbook. Discussion about how the format of the summit would work for that purpose. There's really no fully shaped ideas yet. So it looks like Michael pointed back to the old summit, Shaping the Ontologist of the Future, which might be a kind of a partial template for if the Ontology Summit was about developing a book or something like that, that might be a useful template. Yeah, so I think, you know, once we have our initial Ontology Summit discussion, that we'll probably bring that up as a potential theme for the coming year. So, you know, we could keep discussing that. The education chairs are Maria Keep, co-chairs, and Zena Wood. I think Zena was a candidate for EC office this year, but I haven't seen the lecture election results yet.
I believe she was, yeah.
And Maria. So it doesn't look like the education committee has met to talk about that, but I guess it's something I'll push again to see if they can, you know, have a meeting or even a joint meeting with us if that seems appropriate, or others. It could be under the rubric of education committee, but maybe inviting SWA SIG members that are interested in this topic to that meeting.
Right. Can I just check something? When you said EC, I automatically assumed the executive committee. Then I realized the EC also is the Initiatives of Education Committee. And listen,
education
committee.
For,
then you said the education committee hadn't met.
Executive council.
Right. Thank you. Okay. So when I
we're going to have to disambiguate that. You know, like maybe EDC or something. I don't know. For education committee, or because I know it will be ambiguous.
Right. Thank you.
Let's see here.
Okay, so our feedback went directly to the executive committee. The education committee didn't yet meet. It sounds like the ideas we were talking about have gone a long way and been considered at the highest levels, as it were, which is great. The idea of a book and so on maybe isn't as futuristic as I feared. So that's great. We'll consider some kind of joint thing with the EDC.
I'll post a notice to the folks in the EC and probably CC the Semantic Web Applied Ontology group here to see if we can get something moving.
Mm. Fantastic. Thank you. Good. So, with that in mind, the other action we had from last time was whether or not we'd managed to get hold of this gentle introduction to ontologies from Mark Fox, who's been on the agenda for ages, and then I don't actually know who he is, I'm afraid. Probably should. So Michael was going to get onto him, also find out if he's a member or whether he'd like to be. Anything on that? Have you heard anything? I haven't noticed anything.
Did Mike Bennett, I don't see him on chat here.
No.
Mike, are you still on?
I am. I'm using my iPad, so I think it's screen dimmed.
Okay.
Right. Do you know Mark Fox, the guy who's done this gentle introduction to ontologies?
Pardon?
So the next action item we were following up the existence of was there's a chap called Mark Fox who's done a general introduction to ontologies. It's been on our agenda as a point item for some time, and Michael Gruninger was going to follow up with him to find out whether he could join us and share that with us. Michael's not here, but does anybody either know Mark or know if we've had any progress on that action item?
I don't know.
No, me neither. Okay. So those are the action items. So then I put a general item, liaison of education committee. I believe we covered that. So where are we? A lot of the rest of the stuff we're talking about, we talked about, these are a couple of points I distilled out of the notes, were, you know, what do different audience or different groups need to see? You know, how do we target it to semantic web, to link data, to big data, and so on, other different needs for different target audiences. And in parallel with that, target media, hence this idea of a book and a body of knowledge and an online book on demand and massive online thingamy and all those options, what are the kinds of things we want to be able to do, white papers for business people, doing a book, as I say. Those are the ideas. That's kind of where we were with that discussion last time. Do we want to extend this again before we talk to the Education Committee? Are there more things that we should brainstorm now that we can bring to them? The corners that we didn't cover so well last time?
Yeah, I mean, really the only thing concrete we had somewhat was Mark's suggestion that he would try to do a ontology tutorial, a very gentle introduction, but then Mark has not been on any of the SWAL telecons since I think the Ontology Summit Symposium.
Oh, that's where that idea came from, for the gentle introduction to ontologies, is it?
Yeah, I think that's where it came from, because he had raised that at the symposium, saying that, you know, he hadn't found something, and, you know, then we, I mean, really what there is, everyone probably has more or less, well, many people have more or less a general introduction, but it's maybe not online except in a PDF form or something like that, and it's nothing that's, you know, consolidated on a site. So I think one of the suggestions we had was to, you know, perhaps Education Committee, but perhaps Semantic Web Applied Ontology, to have some of that available online, you know, off of IAOAs, so that people could go and find information kind of, you know, at the horse's mouth, so to speak. I don't think anything else concrete has been done except this potential discussion about, you know, Ontology Summit 2015 as maybe, you know, addressing some of these as its theme. So I think that, you know, in effect, we're waiting for some input from Education Committee, since it seems kind of under their rubric or so. So I don't think there's much else going on so far. And then we also talked about, you know, the maybe in a special issue of applied ontology, but again, we haven't seen anything yet. It may be the case that you know, we need to, if someone is interested, we probably need to you know, lead an effort to dig into what would be required for the applied ontology special issue. I could probably find out the mechanics of that, you know, like what you have to do, and how, what kind of time duration is required to plan for this. But if people are specifically interested in, let's say, the themes from this past summit and the core charter of Semantic Web Applied Ontology, well, I guess then we'd have to consider writing up, you know, a topic and request for papers and things like that. So, you know, if we're still interested, I know there's only four of us on today, we should probably form at least a, you know, kind of temporary subcommittee or group that would focus on that.
Right. So we've moved on to the next agenda item, which is the special issues of applied ontology. Sounds like a good idea. And you're saying that basically it's the sort of thing we need to get cracking with now, because there are lead times to think about and all that kind of thing.
Yeah, so you know, I'll try to find that out from, well, probably the editors, I guess, Mark Musin and Nicola Guarino. I'm not sure. Well, they would know.
Right.
About, you know, what would be involved in that kind of structure and time delay and so forth for our schedule.
Great. And then what happens, we put out a call for papers a bit like if we're doing a workshop or something, and then review those papers and basically build that issue. Is that how it works? Like we'd basically be the editorial for that issue.
Yeah, and I think, you know, we could also, if we got serious about this, we could also have a special list of people that we would ask for contributions from, and it may be a number of people from the Ontology Summit, if that would still continue to be our focus, you know, the topic of the special issue.
Mm.
So you know, because you know, we probably know most everyone that's involved anyways. And they, you know, they're most likely to respond to probably a call for papers anyways.
Yeah. And we all still agree, I certainly do, that the this year's Ontology Summit, the stuff we covered is important enough to want to extend. And so we are specifically talking about a special issue to carry that theme forward, particularly since we didn't get to do that other workshop that we proposed.
Yeah, so I'm going to, I'll check to see what kind of time frame we're talking about. You know, I know they have special issues periodically, and the way that typically works is that you have a couple dedicated editors, if you will, who are responsible for the issue, so it's usually their idea, and they kind of organize the call for papers and so forth, and then, you know, be the ones that focus on getting the papers reviewed by the larger editorial committee.
Mm. So I didn't manage to capture that. Good. Good. So can you say that last bit again? Sorry, I missed it.
Pardon?
So I missed that last bit. Could you repeat it, please? Yeah.
So. I know in the past when there's been special issues of applied ontology that the people who requested the special issue typically act as, you know, kind of editors for the content, and therefore, you know, are the ones that put out the call for papers and then, you know, help organize the review process of those papers.
Mm.
And then I think that the larger editorial committee, you know, much like in the past for ordinary issues, requests are made if you're interested to review, you know, such and such paper. But typically the co-chairs of that issue are the ones that, you know, basically organize it.
Oh, good. got it. That's a lot of detail onto, yeah. So last time I was still typing when I realized I hadn't taken it all in. So hopefully I'll take it all in this time. Good. Thank you. So do we, Leah's going to find out the timings and stuff.
Yeah, let's find out. Let me find out the kind of time frame, and run it by Mark and Mark Newson and Nicola to see if in fact this could be realized within a reasonable amount of time. So I don't know if there's any demands currently on their schedule for applied ontology. So I think we need to find that out first.
Yeah, and I think there's so few of us on today's call, rather than the four of us making a committee, we should come back to the next month's meeting and give people some forward visibility of this. Great. Well, that takes that one forward nicely. So thank you. What else have we got on our agenda? Let's have a look. So we covered education. We've covered the issue of applied ontology. Ontology Summit, I kind of rounded up the extending and discussing, well, that was the issue of applied ontology and ideas for 2015. So I'm trying to remember what other ideas are in play. We talked about earlier about the idea of using the summit to create a book or a publication. Are there other ideas in play for the summit? I'm trying to remember what was happening at our last meeting of that.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think there were some suggestions at the symposium, but it's just nothing official. And I think when the Ontolog Forum calls for the Ontology Summit meeting, I don't remember if that's been posted or not or scheduled or not. But that would be the first time then that we would officially talk about potential theme.
Right. Thank you.
And since probably all of us on this phone call are, on the Ontolog Trustees Board of Trustees, it's something that we could make sure that we discuss at our next meeting, which I'm not even sure when that's scheduled. So.
Oh yeah, there was talk of possibly having it in a particular Thursday. What was that last Thursday? Ouch. When's the first actual meeting of this semester? Because a lot of people think that the Ontolog Forum has ceased to be. So we need to make a very visible flash when we have our first meeting of the semester.
Yeah. The mail list is going on, so the distribution list is active.
Yeah.
But we haven't actually had a meeting for the larger community to ground everything and show that demonstrate that Ontolog Forum is going forward. So.
Yeah, and really the opportunity for that was probably last Thursday, because this is when I was getting emails saying, "Oh, is the Ontolog Forum restarting again this week?" So anyway, that's a discussion with our different hats on. But I can't remember where we left it in terms of the first meeting.
Yeah, I don't remember. Did you see your email on that for last Thursday?
No, I did not.
Yeah. Okay. So I don't remember seeing anything. So.
No.
We've got three kind of organizations that are interacting here, the trustees and IAOA and the SIG. So, and then maybe even another, which is the education committee. So we just need to kind of herd the cats, I guess.
Yeah. I just make a note of that.
We think maybe progress, officially should be by one group, or the focus should be on that group and the group that group's making decisions. But you know, we could be in this kind of churning where all groups are waiting for other groups.
Yes. Good point. These news is it.
Let's say, Ken and Mike Dean, do you recall any other discussion about the next Ontolog forum, I mean, Ontolog Board of Trustees meeting?
I'm trying to look it up. Let's see.
I don't offhand either.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're rotating the chair, so I'm not sure who is going to call it.
Yeah,
chair gets to call it, and they haven't yet, and we anticipated it might be sometime in September, but we didn't say when.
Yeah, I don't remember who's. Well, I mean, there's still you know, procedural issues to hash out with the Board of Trustees. I mean, we can call a meeting. Then we assume the organization of that, but we also have kind of the list of Board of Trustees that we cycle down for various roles, right, including scribe and so forth.
Yeah.
So I think that anyone that's on the Board of Trustees can call the meeting, and then it's up to them to start organizing it too.
Oh, good. Good. I'd assumed it was down to the scribe of the previous meeting who becomes the chair of the next meeting who fills the call.
Yeah. And I don't know. I'd have to go to the Board of Trustees page to see what the status was.
Yeah, same here. Okay, let's all look into that.
It's something, you know, it's not a swell business per se, but since we're wearing multiple hats, probably we should look into it.
Yes, with a view to figuring out whose turn it is in this Mexican standoff about.
You know, it's always an issue that, especially given that we don't really have Peter as the kind of background administrator.
Exactly.
For a lot of these activities.
Yes, it's that single point of keeping track of things. It's the one thing we couldn't replace by definition, by being a single point of keeping track of things.
And we do have some volunteers for, you know, some of the programmatics, but again, it's more of like the overseer or, you know, top administrator, something like that that we
have. Yeah, it's getting that little email saying, hey, where is this thing that you said you would do?
Yeah.
I don't know what the answer is to that. But,
I think that's a Board of Trustees issue that we still have to work out because... You know, the problem is that, not too many of us have very much time at all, and not nearly the time that Peter dedicated to that.
Yeah, and the time we do have is very distracted in that we're all driven by deadlines, and anything that isn't next deadline isn't going to happen. That's certainly speaking to myself, at least. So, that's where we are with that. Membership recruitment, etc. Things we can do now the infrastructure is sorted out.
One thing we can do that's easy is just to, post to the IAOA list you know, maybe even periodically, that, you know, the Semantic Web Applied Ontology, SIG, is in existence, and, you know, this is our webpage, and this is when we're going to meet, and here's how to join. And I know that we've had that information posted, but, you know, maybe it's something that we do periodically.
That's a good idea, because the first couple of meetings I should be cross-posted to the member list, the meeting, the notice that had been sent out to this SIG, and I was hesitating to keep doing that in case I was spamming people, so I'm glad you said periodically. I think also what we didn't have then that we have now, we only had, there was a one-liner in the cross-posted thing saying how to subscribe to the mailing list, and then with the changeover, that one-liner vanished while we weren't sure how to do it, and then I think I put it back in. I didn't do cross-posting the last two meetings, but if I did, I would have put that one-liner back in with the news mail information.
Mm-hmm.
So now I think what we haven't done, which we could do now that we have a website, is, and the wiki is looking very tidy and clean, I think, is to just do a one-off notice alerting the members that we meet on the first Sunday of every month, barring public holidays. That our website is such and such, that we have a wiki for the meetings on, which is such and such, which you can get to via the website. That our membership is this unusual thing of being a crossover of IAOA and potential others. I think we need to get that, you know, clear up front. And to join it, you mail this mailing address and give it a few days and things happen.
Yeah, and we might also, you know, have like a short blurb, you know, a couple bullets on activities that we're working on now, just to maybe spur interest by others. You know, for example, you know, the attempt to develop tutorials, which might be, again, within in conjunction with Education Committee, a potential advocacy of a theme for Ontology Summit 2015, and a potential special issue of Applied Ontology. It's nothing, none of those are definite, but it may, you know, spur some interest by the members.
Yeah, you know, it's a really good point, is that somehow during these last few meetings and gradually getting on with stuff, we suddenly have three things we're doing that are underway. That sounds pretty impressive. So I've been on our agenda for a long time, but I think after today we can safely say that there are activities that we're pursuing. So that's great.
Yeah, because, you know, in the abstract, people say, well, you know, you know, I might be interested, but if you see specific topics that you know, you might be more interested in, then you're liable to, you know, join and or at least temporarily attend, you know, one of our meetings.
Mm. Yes. Fantastic.
And, you know, but and periodically, we don't want to spam people, but, you know, we do want to make sure that they know that we exist. I think the other point you had made is that we could, in fact, target specific people and see if they'd like to participate. We had done that initially last year when we were when we tried to get, for example, Christoph and you know, a couple of the other people to participate, Pascal Hitzler and so forth. You know, which is why we really relaxed the requirements, the membership requirements for SWAL SIG, so you don't have to be IAOA members. So.
Mm.
So, you know, we want to, people that are not necessarily IAOA members, we may want to specifically address. and say, you know, we think you would be very useful, and we invite your participation in this SIG.
Mm. Well, the real thinking behind that as well, I think, was that because we're trying to bridge the gaps between different communities, we want folks who are perhaps very, very strongly tied down in the linked data community, for example, to feel that they're equally welcome to bring their contribution to this community without feeling they have to belong to a applied ontology type of organization.
Yeah, and you know, and to maybe another point might be, we could, if we had this brief introduction email, then we could send that to the linked data list and the semantic web list, various semantic web lists, to let their membership understand that. This special interest group is maybe something they might be interested in participating in.
Definitely. So
that's the shotgun approach, but it might be also the case that we want to specifically request an email of individual. Individual people about whether they would like to participate, like Pascal again and Christoph.
Mm.
And others. I mean, we know that, Amit Sheth and probably some of the RPI folks.
Yeah. Is that Christoph Pass you were talking about?
Pardon?
Is Christoph you talked about?
Yeah, Christoph Janowitz.
Oh, yeah, yes, of course, yeah. Right. I know so many Christophs, I can't remember which ones belong
to
you.
Yeah, I mean, it's not to preclude others.
That's another chap that I was talking about from one of the banks, and I know I've seen his name somewhere, and I suddenly thought that might be where I'd seen his name, but a good crossover guy working in one of the big global financial institutions.
And then other folks, there may be at least a candidate list that... Alan Rector, for example, or something,
I'm hesitant to write people's names on a minute. Should I or should I not?
I don't know if that would be wise because, people might be.
Exactly. Yeah.
They don't see their name on it. They don't want.
Exactly. Yeah. So I won't write any of those names, but we'll have lists of people. I think you summarised very nicely the people we, as a group, are familiar with and would like to approach. And then I'm sure there are others, and perhaps kingpins and other communities that we'd like to try and engage as well.
Yeah.
So we're trying to get folks like Kingsley from the linked data community. As kind of a sort of what's the word like a connection point to others. Good. So we need an email. We need possibly two. It might be the same one. An update for the IAOA member list.
Yeah, so IAOA would be the first one, and it would probably be a revision of the message that you sent previously. It just updated.
Yep.
And then maybe tailor that to external bits like linked data and semantic web. I think in an email we could probably propose some lists to post it to, and if we have that, I can post it too. So.
Hmm. Okay. Great. Yeah. So actually, I was going to suggest the same thing. Let's get the first draft done of what we send out to the member list for the IAOA, and then we can tailor it accordingly.
It'll be slightly different, I think.
Yeah. Okay. Do you want me to have a crack at that since I...
Yeah, you know, I know that you had the initial post, and you may just have to tweak that a bit and have an update.
Yeah, I've just got a kind of Word file that I update each month with the call for this meeting here. Unless there's anything else you're thinking of that's more useful than that, it's not a great starting point, but it's a
Yeah, that's just you know, I guess point. Yeah, just to make sure that it's we have pointers to the website and maybe some of these topics that we're pursuing, and then you know frame it as you know we invite participation in the SIG blah blah blah. So
yeah.
you probably have most of that anyways.
Yep. Yes, I do.
And then I can take that and at least modify it somewhat with everyone who wants to, you know, be in on this, and then post it to some of these other external lists.
Great. So you'll do that part of it.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
And then we should also, you know, consider. The specific individuals that we would like to request to join.
Yeah.
Maybe just email to transact that initially.
Yeah.
Does all this sound okay to everyone?
Sounds fine to me.
Okay.
Good. And the specific individuals, do we want to email them all from one central point, or just email the people we know, adapting the email accordingly? That might be even a better way.
I would say that in email we maybe exchange some names. You know, we don't want, you know, three people writing to the same person.
Well, that's what I wasn't sure when you said email. You meant email among ourselves, not an email.
Yeah, we email among ourselves with the name so that, you know, we don't alienate anyone.
Right. Got it. Thank you.
And at least, you know, obviously, you know, less formally, we can always invite people personally that we know, you know, to join. So we should keep that in mind too.
Mm. Yes, we've got a strong one-on-one.
Yeah.
Yes, we should always be looking out to recruit membership, just as members of any community. Good. Okay, we're slightly over time. I thought we were going to run out of things to talk about, but we've gone slightly over. Anything else on that? If not, is AOV and next meeting?
Yeah, I think that's it. Let's see, what is our schedule for next meeting?
So that makes it the first Monday of October would be...
October 6th.
Oh, good. So I was worried it's going to be just straight after Freud, but it's not. So the 29th is the Monday after Freud. So October 6th shouldn't clash with anything.
Okay, so I think we have some things to do then in the meantime, and then we'll set it up so that, you know, next month's Monday, October 6th will be our next meeting.
Yep. Fantastic. Well, thank you, everyone. It's been a very productive meeting. And we're underway as a SIG.
Mike, regarding that issue of the Board of Trustees meetings, I looked up the meeting pages, and there was one meeting in July, but the chat transcript was never put into the meeting page, so... It doesn't specify when the next meeting was, and then there is a meeting. There was supposedly a meeting in August, but there's nothing on that page. So
maybe on the Ontolog 02 page. I'm pretty sure we did have a meeting in August.
Yeah, it must have been on Ontolog 02. Yeah. So but in any case, these pages are
knowing the base URI. You can kind of hack the name of the meeting and find it sometimes.
Right. That's what I'm doing. It seems there's some.
So maybe that was Ontolog 04 meeting. That's what you're saying.
There seem to be some inconsistencies in the, on the wiki, and I'll see about trying to clean that up.
Mm. Yeah, and there may be an email thread behind this too. So I don't remember, the recent postings to the Ontology trustees or Ontolog trustees.
Well, there have been some. I've seen some traffic on that mail as well. Unfortunately, I'm on webmail while I'm traveling, so I don't tend to have a nice long threaded thing to look at. But I'll dig in as well. I think we should all dig around and see exactly where we are, make sure we haven't got the ball.
Yeah, summers, especially August, is typically bad, so not a lot of activity going on.
Yeah.
So let's try to recover, state here on.
Yeah,
a couple of these organizations.
Yeah, at least know where we are and who to prod. Then we can all be, we can all take it turns to be Peter and go prodding that person and say, where's that thing?
Yeah.
Fantastic. Okay. Good.
Okay, well, thanks, folks, and sorry you had to get up so early out there, Mike.
Thanks, appreciate the thought. I'll have my coffee and cigarette now. Brilliant. Take care, everyone.
Okay, yes. Thank you, everyone. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, everyone.
The moderator has left the conference.